two developers that had looked into the possibility of a casino project in Chicopee informed Massachusetts gaming industry regulators Tuesday they will compete instead for a license to operate a slots parlor. Chicopee Mayor Michael Bissonette had spoken with officials from both Rush Street Gaming and the Cordish Companies about converting a former mill in Chicopee Center into a casino.
So I think it's an opportunity missed for Cordish or Rush Street. But at the same time, it would have been controversial, and we're just going to look forward to other opportunities.
11 applications for gaming licenses were filed with the Massachusetts Gaming Commission by the January 15th deadline. The commission required companies to say by Tuesday which type of license they want. State law authorizes up to 3 resort casino licenses, one in each of 3 geographic zones. One license is available for a slots parlor that can be located anywhere in the state. 4 heavyweights in the gaming industry are competing already to build a resort casino in western Massachusetts. The Gaming Commission rejected appeals from Mayor Bissonette and others to extend its deadlines. The mayor had hoped to secure a developer to convert the Cabotville Mill into a casino.
We're not going to suffer because we don't get a casino. But certainly $20 million in additional revenue would have built a new police station and put a lot more cops on the street.
Bissonette was bullish on Chicopee's future as the mayor delivered his annual State of the City address Wednesday to an audience of business and community leaders.
The state of the city in Chicopee is great and getting better. Thank you so very much.
Bissonette declared Chicopee to be one of the financially strongest and safest cities in the state.
So we can say, to the envy of other communities and to other mayors, that we have not laid off a single police officer, firefighter, EMT, or public school teacher in the last 8 years, and we don't intend to this year, because that's what the people are paying for, and we know how to manage our money here in Chicopee.
The mayor touted the city's reduced debt, its high bond rating, and low property tax rates compared with its immediate neighbors. There is a threat on the horizon. The city's largest employer, the Westover Air Force Reserve Base, is likely to be impacted by Pentagon budget cuts. Bissonette is campaigning to reverse a plan to transfer out half of the base's current fleet of 16 C-5 cargo planes.
And the idea of moving 8 C-5Ms after they're modernized to Lackland, Texas, just doesn't make any sense from any strategic or humanitarian mission purpose.
Former Chicopee mayor and chairman of the Greater Chicopee Chamber of Commerce, Richard Koss, says the future of the Westover base is always a major concern.
The strength that we have at Westover Air Reserve Base is the fact that it's so diversified. It's not just the Air Force. I mean, it's every branch of the military, and they've made extensive infrastructure improvements there. So you'd like to think that that diversity lends itself to a broader base of support in Washington.
Westover employs 500 people. It puts $240 million in payroll into the local economy annually. Local officials credit the base with supporting numerous small businesses that account for most of the recent job growth. Reporting from Chicopee, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.